Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear five short extracts in which people are talking about leaving their previous jobs to work freelance from home. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the reason why each speaker decided to work freelance from home. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H the aspect of working freelance from home which each speaker has found challenging. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I enjoyed my last job in a small manufacturing firm. The managers took everyone's opinion into account and trusted people to use their own ideas wherever possible. That helped prepare me for going freelance and being in sole charge of all decisions concerning the work I do for various electronics businesses. What I'd give, though, to get a well done now from those same people, or even just a bit of constructive criticism. I guess the flexibility helps to compensate, though. That's what finally did it for me previously. My requests for leave never got a look in, as the bosses always took priority on the rota. I love looking online for cheap deals now. There are some real low season bargains.
Speaker 2.
I went freelance 3 months ago and love it. I've had loads of emotional support from friends and family, which has been great, though I'm going to have to ask them to stop coming round to help out with what they wrongly reckon is too heavy a burden for me alone. They end up making coffees and conversation, which would be lovely if I had time for it. I need 100% focus just now if I'm to make a success of things. Mind you, being selective about what I do is what lay behind my move towards independence. In my last place, my bosses were constantly giving me more and more to do, which finally got overwhelming.
Speaker 3.
I used to work as a technical writer in a multinational company where things were quite pressured at times, though I must admit, anything but dull. I was on pretty decent pay, but the daily commute started to get to me. All those cancelled trains and delays, and it struck me I could make better use of the hours I was losing either side of a long working day. 6 months on, I've no regrets. There's no problem motivating myself. In fact, I have trouble switching off. I'm relieved, to be honest, when friends call round unexpectedly in the evening. It forces me to disconnect mentally, which isn't a bad thing.
Speaker 4.
In my last job, I always wondered about going freelance. One of my mates did it a few years ago and reckoned it was brilliant, though the hours he was working put me off a bit. But I eventually reached the stage when I could no longer stand my manager constantly breathing down my neck. It was the same old story on every project I was involved in, suffocating. Being self-reliant now is liberating, even the fact that I've got no one to blame but myself if anything goes wrong. I really miss the break time natters with my teammates, though, but I'm gradually learning to adapt and realise I've actually accomplished a great deal on my own.
Speaker 5.
Initially, my last job was exciting, despite an overwhelming amount of work. I never knew what each day would hold. After company restructuring, though, my range of duties narrowed right down, and I longed for how things had been. It dawned on me that by setting up independently, I could recapture that initial feeling. So I struck out on my own, and I haven't looked back. And my earnings have increased. It's all too easy to fall behind in my specialism, though, and I struggle a bit with staying on top of changes in my field. But I'm proud to say my home's my business base now, even if stuff tends to spill over into every room. It's great.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
I enjoyed my last job in a small manufacturing firm. The managers took everyone's opinion into account and trusted people to use their own ideas wherever possible. That helped prepare me for going freelance and being in sole charge of all decisions concerning the work I do for various electronics businesses. What I'd give, though, to get a well done now from those same people, or even just a bit of constructive criticism. I guess the flexibility helps to compensate, though. That's what finally did it for me previously. My requests for leave never got a look in, as the bosses always took priority on the rota. I love looking online for cheap deals now. There are some real low season bargains.
Speaker 2.
I went freelance 3 months ago and love it. I've had loads of emotional support from friends and family, which has been great, though I'm going to have to ask them to stop coming round to help out with what they wrongly reckon is too heavy a burden for me alone. They end up making coffees and conversation, which would be lovely if I had time for it. I need 100% focus just now if I'm to make a success of things. Mind you, being selective about what I do is what lay behind my move towards independence. In my last place, my bosses were constantly giving me more and more to do, which finally got overwhelming.
Speaker 3.
I used to work as a technical writer in a multinational company where things were quite pressured at times, though I must admit, anything but dull. I was on pretty decent pay, but the daily commute started to get to me. All those cancelled trains and delays, and it struck me I could make better use of the hours I was losing either side of a long working day. 6 months on, I've no regrets. There's no problem motivating myself. In fact, I have trouble switching off. I'm relieved, to be honest, when friends call round unexpectedly in the evening. It forces me to disconnect mentally, which isn't a bad thing.
Speaker 4.
In my last job, I always wondered about going freelance. One of my mates did it a few years ago and reckoned it was brilliant, though the hours he was working put me off a bit. But I eventually reached the stage when I could no longer stand my manager constantly breathing down my neck. It was the same old story on every project I was involved in, suffocating. Being self-reliant now is liberating, even the fact that I've got no one to blame but myself if anything goes wrong. I really miss the break time natters with my teammates, though, but I'm gradually learning to adapt and realise I've actually accomplished a great deal on my own.
Speaker 5.
Initially, my last job was exciting, despite an overwhelming amount of work. I never knew what each day would hold. After company restructuring, though, my range of duties narrowed right down, and I longed for how things had been. It dawned on me that by setting up independently, I could recapture that initial feeling. So I struck out on my own, and I haven't looked back. And my earnings have increased. It's all too easy to fall behind in my specialism, though, and I struggle a bit with staying on top of changes in my field. But I'm proud to say my home's my business base now, even if stuff tends to spill over into every room. It's great.
That's the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.